Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low-pass reveal into the drop, the drum and bass version, that classic moment where the build feels underwater, and then the drop hits and suddenly everything is razor clear. This is an intermediate technique, not because it's complicated, but because the details matter. The curve matters, the routing matters, and the low-end management matters. If you do it right, it sounds expensive. If you do it wrong, you just made your mix smaller. All right. Open Ableton Live and go to Arrangement View. First idea to lock in, we're thinking in contrast, not just opening a filter. If your build already has bright hats, shakers, and airy reverb all the way through, then opening a low pass won't feel like much. So we're going to control what stays dark until the very last moment. Step 1. Routing, because this is where most people accidentally sabotage their drop. Select your pre-drop elements. That might be your break loop. Any build drums, pads, atmospheres, teaser bass, little effects, whatever is playing before the drop. Then group them, seed MD or Control G. Name that group PRE drop bus. Now make sure your actual drop elements are not inside this group. The main drums and bass that start at the drop should live outside, or in a separate group called drop bus. This is important because we want the filter to build tension, but we do not want it still affecting the drop, even by accident. Cool. Now choose your filter device. We'll stay stock. Option 1 is auto filter. It's fast, it's musical, and it has character. Option 2 is EQ8 set as a low pass, which is more transparent and controlled. For most drum and bass builds, auto filter is the go-to because it gives you a bit of movement and vibe when you push resonance and drive carefully. So let's do auto filter. Drop auto filter onto your PRE drop bus. Set it to low pass. Set the slope to 24 dB. Steeper equals more dramatic, and 24 is that sweet spot where it's clearly a filter, reveal without totally destroying the body of sound. Set resonance low to start, somewhere around 10 to 20%, and keep drive conservative for now, maybe 0 to a few dB. Remember, drive and resonance can add level and make you clip. And clipping right before the drop is the exact opposite of what we want. Now automation. Hit it to show automation lanes. We're going to automate the auto filter frequency over 16 bars, because 16 bar pre-drops are super common in DNB. If yours is 8, the same idea applies, just faster. Find the start of the 16 bar build. At that point, set the cutoff really low. Think around 150 to 300 Hz. The goal is dark, muffled, underwater, not just a bit less bright. Actually restrained, by halfway through, around 8 bars from the drop, bring it up to around 800 Hz to maybe 1.5 kHz. You should start to feel presence, but still not the real snap of the tops. At about 4 bars before the drop, push it to roughly 3 to 6 kHz. Now it's starting to read like it's opening, but still keep something in reserve. Then, in the final bar, accelerate that curve. This is a big DNB trick. Slow early, steep late. In the last bar, ramp quickly up toward 12 to 18 kHz, and right at the exact drop point, you've got two clean options. Option 1. Snap the frequency fully open, like 18 to 20 kHz, right on the drop. Option 2, and this is often even clear, automate the auto filter device activator, so the device turns off exactly on the drop. That way your drop hits with no filter in the chain at all. Super crisp handoff. Now, quick teacher note. Don't open too early. If you hit 10 kHz halfway through the build, you've got nowhere to go. The whole emotional point is that the final seconds deliver the brightness. Next, let's add tension with resonance. This is where it can go from nice to urgent. Go to auto filter resonance automation. Start around 10 to 15%. Then over the build, gently increase it. In the final two bars, you can push to around 20 to 35%, depending on the material. Then at the drop, pull resonance back down a bit, or just reset it by bypassing the device. The vibe we want is a focused edge, not a whistling laser. If you hear a painful ring around 2 to 5 kHz, you went too far, especially on drum breaks. Resonance can get harsh fast. Optional move, but really effective in rolling DNB, subtle filter modulation. On auto filter, enable the LFO. Keep the amount tiny, like 5 to 15%. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Use a sine or triangle wave so it's smooth. This gives a little motion, like the build is vibrating with energy. But here's the discipline. Either reduce that LFO amount as you approach the drop, or kill it at the drop. The drop should feel stable and intentional, not like it's still wobbling unless that's your aesthetic. Now we're going to support the reveal with something that fills in the top end, a noise riser. This is huge because it means you're not relying only on filtering the main bus. You're adding energy as you remove the blanket. Create a new MIDI track and name it Noise Riser. Add operator. Turn on noise. If you want it more aggressive, you can distort later, but start clean. After operator, add auto filter, but this time set it to high pass. Put the high pass around 200 to 600 HC. The point is, keep the low end clean. We are not adding mud to the build. We are adding air and texture. Add reverb after that. Set decay somewhere like 2 to 6 seconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Dry wet around 10 to 25%, just enough to give it space. Now automate the noise riser volume so it rises gently over the 16 bars. And in the final 2 bars, you can automate reverb dry wet slightly up for that lifting into the ceiling effect. Then, super important, cut the noise dead at the drop. Sharp stop. That silence makes room for the drop transients to feel violent in a good way. Alright, now let's talk about what separates a pro reveal from a why did my drop get smaller reveal. Protect the sub. Best practice, keep your sub bass on its own track or its own group, and don't low pass it during the build unless you intentionally want a subless pre-drop. In drum and bass, the sub is the anchor. If you accidentally mess with it, your drop feels weak even if everything else is great. If you really want to filter most of the pre-drop but keep the low end stable, do a band split. Put an audio effect rack on your PR re-drop bus. Create two chains. Chain 1 is LOW, around 0 to 150 HZ. Use a QA to isolate that band and keep it mostly unfiltered. Chain 2 is MID/high, 150 HZ and up. That chain gets the auto filter reveal. Now you can do the dramatic muffled bright move without your low end wobbling or disappearing. Next, gain compensation. This is a sleeper pro move. As you open a low pass, perceived loudness tends to rise. Add resonance or drive and it rises even more. That can accidentally make the build feel louder than the drop, which kills impact. So, put a utility after the filter on the PR re-drop bus. Then automate the gain down slightly over the build. Usually about half a dB to 2 dB is enough. The goal is psychological. The build feels like it's rising in tension and brightness, but not actually overtaking the drop in level. When the drop hits, it feels bigger because you didn't pre-hype the loudness. Now another quick check. Listen in mono at low volume. Turn your listening level way down. If the reveal still reads clearly, you're doing it right. If it disappears, when quiet, you may have relied too much on stereo width or reverb wash rather than an actual tonal change. Let's make the arrangement feel like real DNB for a second. Here's a practical 16-bar blueprint you can follow. Bars 16 to 9 before the drop. Filtered break loop and pad or Atmos. Minimal tops. Bars 8 to 5. Start adding a little tick, ghost snare, or subtle percussion. Filter is opening but still restrained. Bars 4 to 3. Add a snare build. Layered snares. Resonance rises slightly. Bars 2 to 1. Fastest cutoff rise. Noise riser peaks. Maybe a tiny reverb throw on the last snare. Then the drop. Filter fully open or bypassed. Full transient slam through. If you're doing a snare build group, try drum bus on that group. Keep drive subtle, boom off or very low so you don't steal subspace, and push transients up for bite. That helps your build feel like it's sharpening as it approaches the drop. Now, two spicy finishing moves you can try. First, the micro pre-drop dip. In the last quarter bar, dip the cutoff slightly down. Then snap open on the drop. It creates a suck-in moment, like the air gets pulled out and then the drop hits. Second, dead air. Even a 1/16 or 1/8 mute right before the drop can make the reveal land harder. Do it with a quick utility mute automation or a fast volume dip on the bus. Don't overdo it. Just a tiny gap. Now a workflow upgrade. Set up a macro so you can perform the reveal. Add an audio effect rack to the PR re-drop bus. Put auto filter inside it, and map the filter cutoff to macro 1. Name it reveal. Map resonance to macro 2, but keep the range small. You want it to move tastefully. Map utility gain to macro 3, also small. That's your gain compensation. Now you can record automation by moving one macro, then polish the curve after. This is faster and more musical than drawing 3 separate lanes from scratch every time. Before we wrap, quick list of common mistakes to avoid. Don't filter the entire master. It's tempting, but it can cause weird loudness jumps and mix translation issues. Don't open too early. Save the real brightness for the final 1 to 2 bars. Don't overdo resonance, especially in the harsh mid-range. Watch your meters. Drive and resonance can add level. And don't kill your sub by accident. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Make an 8-bar reveal. Group your break and Atmos into PR redrop bus. Add auto filter, low pass 24 dB. Automate frequency from about 250 Hz up to 18 Khz over 8 bars. Automate resonance from about 12% to around 28% by the final bar. Add the noise riser. Automate it up gently. And then at the drop, automate the auto filter device activator off. Then bounce that section and listen at low volume. If the drop doesn't feel suddenly clearer, you need more contrast. That might mean keeping hats muted longer, filtering harder early, or saving the final brightness for later. Recap. You're using low-pass automation on a dedicated pre-drop bus to create contrast into the drop. The curve should be slow early and fast late. Add tension with small resonance moves, optional LFO motion, and support it with a noise riser, so the top end feels like it's arriving, not just being unblocked. Protect your sub, and use utility gain compensation so the build doesn't accidentally outloud the drop. If you tell me whether you're aiming for liquid, rollers, jungle, or neuro, and whether you're filtering drums, music, or the whole pre-drop, I can suggest exact cutoff targets per phrase and a curve that fits that subgenre.